Welcome to the 5-Minute Concept Series for Windows Server 2008 R2. In this screencast, we're going to be looking at the Windows File Server Classification Infrastructure, and we're going to be focusing on the scenario in which we want to keep only business-critical files on the primary storage. So let's go ahead and let's get started. The scenario that we have for this screencast is one in which organizations having files on their file servers, and usually they fall into one of the following three categories. We have files that they need to do business and that change very often. We have files that they need to do business and they do not change that much. And finally, we have files that they do not really need to do business. So based on these three categories, it only makes sense to keep the most important files on the faster server, which in this case will be the first and second category. The files that they do not really need to do business with can reside on a secondary storage that is not as fast. So the problem that many IT admins have when following this approach is that how to know which are the files that are important and which are the files that are not that important that should reside on a secondary server. So that's where Windows Server 2008 R2 comes in. By means of the file classification infrastructure, this can be easily alleviated in the way that, first of all, files can be classified using a property, and each property can have several values that can be assigned to a file. Files can be automatically classified by means of having, for example, having low impact files on a folder called low impact and have users placed in them. And finally, a custom management task can help you move the files, the low impact files, to a secondary server while leaving a shortcut behind so that users will find the shortcut and will be able to access the files even though they're residing on a new server. In order to make sure that the users find their files, in this scenario we're going to create a task, a file management task, that is going to be run with each file that is a low priority file and moved over to a secondary server. So in the script that you have over there, first of all it checks to see if the file exists. The second line creates a folder which is called C secondary, and for the sake of this demo, secondary is going to be the folder that would resemble the new file server, the file server that is not as fast where we want to move the low priority files. Then we're going to create a link where the original file resided, and we're just going to point it over to the secondary file server, the secondary location. So like we mentioned before, this works so that a user won't be able to not find their file if they go to the place where they know the file existed. They will just find a shortcut and they will be able to access the file. Okay, so let me just minimize this and we can get started with this task. The way we start, we access the file server resource manager by means of the administrative tools menu. So let me just go ahead and select that. And once the file manager, the file resource manager shows up, on the left column, we're going to be selecting this node right here, classification management. So when you expand this, you have two additional subfolders, one called classification properties and one called classification rules. We're going to be using both of these, but for the time being, we're just going to create the classification property. If you recall the scenario that we had, we want to have a way to classify files based on their importance to the enterprise. So I'm just going to right-click it, and I'm just going to create a property. So for the property name, I'm just going to go ahead and create the business need. That's the name that we're going to give it. And for the type, there's different values that we can have. In this case, what we want to have is an order list, which works for having a category that has various values. So the first value that we want to have in this case is one in which the file is a very of high importance to the server. So it's called high often. Secondly, we're going to create a category value called high rarely. And then we're just going to have a category value called low. So that's all there is to it. We can now click OK. And the property has been created. Business need, it has three values, three possible values. And now what we're going to be doing is create a classification rule. So if we go to the files, we're going to be working with the following path that we have here from the labs that we have. And let's get to the directory where we're going to have this directory is the one that we're going to be using. And under this directory, we have three folders: high often, high rare, and low. So the idea is that anything that resides on the high often directory is going to be classified, is going to be given the high property value from the business. For the business need property that we have. So in order to make this, in order to have them automatically assign the property value, we're going to be creating a new classification rule. So just right click on classification rule and create a new rule from the contextual menu. So the name that we're going to give it in this case is we're going to call it set high business for files that change often. So I'm just going to paste that right here. And we're going to point it out to that folder that I just showed you. So I'm just going to click add, and instead of navigating, I'm just going to paste. So as you can see, there's the high often directory I'm going to be specifying. So in other words, what I'm telling this rule is that anything that is placed into that folder should have a high property value, high often property value, from the business needs category. And that's all there is to it. I can just click OK. And that would take care of everything as far as high often values goes. Now, if you recall, there's a couple more properties that we have. So I'm just going to go ahead and create those rather quickly, following the same approach. Just create a new rule, specify the name, and under scope, we need to specify the path of the folder. In this case, we're going to have high rare, and I'll just go into classification, specify folder classifier. We want to assign the business need property, and in this case, we have to assign the high rarely value of the business need property to the files that reside in that directory. And last, we need to create the classification rule that will take care of the files that have a low priority. So in this case, I'm just going to go ahead and call it set low business need. And we want to specify the low directory for the scope for this rule. So we go to classification. Once again, from folder classifier, we want to assign the business need property, but we want to assign the low value for the business need property. So there we have it. We have the three classification rules that we want to have with our property. This is for automatically assigning property values to files. Now we're almost done. We just need to do one final step. And if you recall, for example, if I'm a user and I know that my file resides here under low, and I go and look for it, and it's no longer there because it was moved because of a low value, I'm going to have a hard time finding where the new file is. Where is the server? I'll probably have to contact the IT admin. It's going to be a big mess. So in order to avoid this kind of situation, what we're going to be doing is create a shortcut file automatically for any file that get moved to the secondary server. So the user will come here, will see the shortcut to its file, and just be able to double-click it without having to look everywhere for the file. So we're going to use the script that we showed you on the PowerPoint slide, and we're just going to create a new file management task by right-clicking it and select Create File Management Task. Okay. So in this case, we can give it a name, which is going to be Move and Create Shortcut. And the scope that we want to have for this is it's going to be the parent for those three folders. In this case, is this path right here, which is called data for the main directory. Then we're going to go to action, and this is if you look at their preview screencast on creating custom actions, they should be very familiar for you. If not, I do recommend that you take a look at that screencast before continuing, as it would not go into much detail as to what we're doing right here. So with the executable, we're going to specify command. And then for the arguments, what we're going to be doing, and here's where it gets tricky. Well, not tricky, but here's the most difficult part of the whole procedure, is just specifying that we want to run the script file, move files in the lib link, that's under the system32 directory, and we want to do this with any with the name of the file. That's why we're specifying here this variable called source file path. Okay, so now we're just going to create local systems in order to have enough privileges in order to do this. And now we can just go to the condition tab. We're going to specify which files are going to be the ones that are being moved to the new to the secondary server. So we're just going to create days since last created. Let's just specify 30 days. And if you look here at the top, we're going to see a group box called property conditions. So if you want to apply this to a file based on the property that it has, then we just create add and we can select the property that we want to specify. In this case, it's business need. We want to make sure that if business need is equal to low, then we apply this task. We run it. So by just doing this, we're specifying that if a file is low, it has been created these 30 days ago, then it will be moved to the secondary server. And in this case, we just create a default schedule in order to run it. So we've created the file management task, and now we can just go ahead and run it. I'm just going to move over back to the folder right here. And if you look at this file under it's under the load directory. So it's under low, and it's been more than 30 days since it was last created. So this file should reside on the secondary server. And the secondary server, we're using this folder right here called secondary to simulate it. And inside secondary, there is absolutely nothing. So I'm just going to go ahead, go back, and go back to the file server resource manager. Right click on the move and create shortcut, and I'm just going to run it. And I'm just going to run it a. I'm going to wait for this to finish. I'm going to let it run. It's going to be queued, and then we'll return once the task has finished. Okay, so we're back, and the file has finished. The file task has finished, and just like we explained in previous screencast, when the file task is done, by default, it's going to open in an Explorer HTML document that will let us know exactly what happened. In this case, if we scroll down a little bit, we can see what actually which file has modified or took place in this task. And the postmortem file was the one that was that had it that required conditions in order for the task to be executed on it. And oh, now if we go back to the data file, to the data folder, and under low, where the file resided, we can see that now it's a shortcut. So the original file is no longer here. Or for the sake of the demo, it's supposedly on another server, and users can access it easily by just double-clicking on this file. And if we go to the secondary server, which is the folder that we specified here in order to simulate a secondary file server, you can see that the folder hierarchy is preserved, and that the file, the original file, is residing there. Thus, it will let the very important files reside in the primary storage server. And we can now move all the files that are not really that critical for the enterprise. We can put them on a secondary storage and thus have a better utilization of our resources. So very straightforward to recap what we did. We create a category, we specify the category values, and then we specify the rules, in this case for automatic classification, which was based on the folder where the files was placed. You can create different classification schemes in different. You can manually classify files, and there's other ways in which you could do this, but this shows you just a general example of a way in which you can automatically classify files. So hopefully this will be useful to you, and we'll hope that you can put it to practice in your enterprise at fairly soon. Thanks.